Ready? Now, is it, you can't talk while this is going on, can you, with this?
Right.
I see.
Cold winter night, as the wind blew across the wild moor, poor Mary came wandering home with her child, till she came to her own father's door. Oh, why did I leave this dear spot, where once I was happy and free? But now I'm alone, without friends or no home, and no one to take pity on me. Oh, Father, dear Father, she cried, please come downstairs and open the door, for the child in my arms soon will perish and die from the winds that blow across the wild moor. The old man was deaf to her cry, not a sound of her voice did he hear, for the watchdog did howl and the village bells tolled from the winds that blew across the wild moor. Oh, how musty the old man had felt when he came down the stairs the next morn. There he found Mary dead, but the child was alive, closely wrapped in its dead mother's arms. Oh, how frantic he tore his gray hair, while the tears down his cheeks they did flow, saying, there's Mary dead once again, but his bride, from the winds that blew across the wild moor. The old man in grief pined away, and the child to its mother went soon. There is none left, they say, in that home till this day, and the cottage to ruin is gone. Oh, the villagers point out the spot where the vines hang down o'er the door, saying there Mary died once the gay village bride from the winds that blew across the wild moor. One dark stormy night, as the train rattled on, the passengers all gone to bed, except a young man with a babe in his arms, who said with a bowed down head, the innocent one began to cry just then, as if its poor heart would break. Make the child hush its noise, an angry man said, it's keeping all of us away. Put it out, said another, don't keep it in here, we pay for our berths, we want rest. Not a word from the man with the child, as he folded it close to his breast. While the train rolled onward, her husband sat in tears, thinking of the happiness of just a a few short years. Baby's face brings pictures of a cherished corpse that's dead. But a baby's cry can awaken her in the baggage coach ahead. Oh, where is its mother? Go take it to her, a young lady softly said. I wish that I could, was the man's sad reply, but she's dead in the coach ahead. Everyone on the train arose to assist with the child, both mothers and wives on the train. They soon had the little one sleeping in peace, with no thought of sorrow nor pain. Every eye filled with tears of the story he told, of his young wife so faithful and true. He told how he'd saved all his earnings for years, just to build up a home for two. Then heaven had sent them their sweet little babe, their happy young lives to bless. His heart seemed to break when he mentioned her name, and in tears tried to tell him the rest. While the train rolled onward, the husband sat in tears, thinking of the happiness of just a few short years. Baby's face brings pictures of a cherished corpse that's dead, but a baby's cry can awaken her in the baggage coach ahead. At the station next morning, he bid them goodbye. God bless you, he softly said. Each one in their home had a story to tell of the baggage coach ahead. Hearken, my young friends, to the melancholy sound. The hours of death flow swiftly all around. There's one of our number in youth and in bloom, been called away by death, now is lying in his tomb. Although he is dead, he's inviting us to come. Go his inscription, go read it on his tomb. Way down in yonder's graveyard, go read it there with care, and remember it won't be long till we'll all be lying there. When I am dead, going down to my grave, 6 gallant young men I would wish far to have. By the side of my coffin I'd have them to walk, and of my sinful days I'd have them to talk. They'll take me to my grave, and there they'll set me down, while all of my young friends, they'll go weeping around. They'll open my coffin and gaze a while at me, while I am calmly sleeping in a lone eternity. Four young men will take hold of it. sound, while all of my young friends, they'll go weeping around. His parents, they thought they had taught him quite well. They thought they had taught him to shun the gates of hell. But he hastened their counsel, his own way he took. Remember this young man, his name was Willie Brooks. Hearken, my young friends, take a warning now from me. Never place your young affections on sin and vanity. Perhaps a loving Savior will call on you too soon, and then your morning sun will be cast down at noon.
They say I am feeble with age. Maggie, my footsteps as brightly as then, but to me you're a well-written page, Maggie, and thine alone was a pen. They say we are ancient and gray, Maggie, and the trials of life nearly done. Let us sing of the days that are gone, Maggie, you and I. City so silent and low, Maggie, where the young and the gay and the best, with polished white mansions of stone, Maggie, have these found a place of rest? He has built where the birds used to play, Maggie, and join in the songs that were sung. For they sang as gay as day, Maggie, when you and I were young. But now we are aged and gray, Maggie, and the trials of life nearly done. Let us sing all the days that are gone, Maggie, when you and I.
Beyond the river, we shall meet beyond.
night this friend's brother stood in, gazed on the porch at young Blizzard's home, and watched them lay him down in the cold, damp place to sleep till the Lord shall come and take his dear children to the skies where Jesus himself is there. In that beautiful mansion far away on high, where they shall forever dwell, we shall meet beyond the river. We shall meet beyond the river. We shall meet beyond the river, where sorrow comes no more. Standing now at the silent river, seeking a call from the other shore. Many friends are there watching for our coming, waiting the boatman to guide us all. Waiting the boatman, he will soon be here. Ready to meet him, we will have no fear. Longing to see our loved ones on the shore. Waiting the boatman to guide us all. Standing now with the darkness round us, happy are we as he dips the oar. Soon to be on board, we'll be safely sailing, thinking of joy on the other shore. Waiting a boatman, he will soon be here. Ready to meet him, we will have no fear. Longing to see our loved ones on the shore. Waiting the boatman to guide us. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the... Oh, Brother Green, do come to me, for I am shot and bleeding, for I must die and see no more my darling wife and children. The southern folks have laid me low on this cold ground to suffer. Stay, brother, stay, and bury me away, and write my wife a letter. My wife has all time prayed for me, and I know her prayers were answered, that I might be prepared to if I should fall in battle. My little children dear to me, oh, could I once more see them and bid them all a long farewell till we shall meet in heaven. But here I am in Tennessee, and they are in Ohio. I am too far away from them to hear their silvery voices. Oh, Mary, you must teach them well. Oh, teach them all for heaven. Teach them to love and serve the Lord, and they will be respected. Oh, Sister Emma, do not grieve for the loss of your dear brother, for I'm to dwell with Jesus Christ and see my blessed Savior. On a morning bright and clear, to my old home I drew near. Was a village down in sunny Tennessee. I was speeding on a train that would bring me back again to the one I left waiting there for me. It was just a few short years since I kissed away her tears, and I left her at my dear old mother's side. And each day we've been apart, she's grown nearer to my heart. Since the day I asked of her to be my bride, I could hear those darkies singing as she said farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old homestead I could see. When the moon rose in its glory, then I told my love a story. Was the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. Oh, the time grew up at last, no familiar scenes I passed, and I kissed my mother at the station door. As old friends had gathered round, tears on every face I found, and I missed the one that I'd been longing for. Then I whispered, "Mother dear, where is Mary? She's not here." All this world was lost in sadness came to me, as she pointed to a spot in the churchyard's little lot, where my dear love sleeps in sunny Tennessee. I could hear those darkies singing as she said farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old homestead I could see. When the moon rose in its glory, then I told my love a story. 'Twas the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. I had a home down in Texas, down where the blue violets grow. I debt that we've all got to pay. She called me close to her bedside, and to me these words did say, son, don't start drinking and gambling. Promise you'll always go straight. 1 year passed since that party, and the promise that I never came. Then I started drinking for pastime. Soon I was just like them all, betting my cards and my money, not dreaming that I'd ever fall. One night while I sat around the table, there was nothing left to be seen. I needed a card that would be kept. I looked and it was a queen. I saw my mother's picture. To me it seemed to say, son, you have broken your promise. So I tossed all my cards away. My money I gave to the newsboy. I knew I'd been wrong from the start. Since the night of that promise to Mother, the Queen of my heart. The time has come, my dearest dear, when you and I must part. Little do I care for this old world, and the grief of my poor heart. Is the grief of my poor heart, believe me when I say, you're the one that I love best until my dying day. To part from you, my dearest dear, be trouble unto me. Make me think when you are gone that every day is three. That every day is three, my love, and every hour is ten. Make me weep for the want of sleep and say I lost a friend. Your eyes is like the dewdrop bright, like diamonds they shine. Disposition is so sweet, it charmed this heart of mine. It charmed this heart of mine, my love. Believe me what I say, you're the one that I love best until my dying day. Your cheeks is like the roses red, your hair is black as jet. Very first time I saw your face, I never shall forget. I never shall forget, my love. Believe me when I say, you're the one that I love best until my dying day. The sparrow is a royal bird, the lark is royal too. Would I care for this old world if I were married to you? If I were married to you, my love, believe me when I say, you're the one that I love best until my dying day. I wished my breast was made of glass and on it you'd behold the bright letters of your name in silver and bright gold. In silver and bright gold, my love, believe me when I say, you're the one that I love best until my dying day. I wished I was 10,000 miles upon some distant shore. heart could mourn. Where this poor heart could mourn, my love, believe me when I say, you're the one that I love best until my dying day.
That I have broken my vow. Look
me once that you love me, and held me close to your heart. You said we'd stand at the altar and vow we never would part. You'll take a bride to your bosom, love her and cherish her too. Have I deserved this? So tell me, and I've been faithful to you. Oh, I've been faithful to you, dear. I've loved you tender and true. Though you regret that we have met, it has not always been so. Look in my eyes, dear, you'll find there that I've been faithful to you. So one dark night he found her, was her beautiful clay, lifeless and pallid as marble, her spirit had passed away. Close to her white breast so true, just one sad line she had written, love, I've been faithful to you. Love, I've been faithful to you, dear. I've loved you tender and true. Though you regret that we have met, has not always been so. You say that I've been false, that I have broken my vow. Look in my eyes, dear, you'll find me, that I've been faithful to you. Goodbye, darling, I must leave you. From your side, I now must go. Many miles may separate us in this lonely world of war. Will you promise that you love me? Will you give me your whole heart? Will you give it as a token when we meet no more to part? Oh, my precious little, from you I'm far away. Will you listen to a story that some idle tongue may say? Will you be my love forever? Just